Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Mr. Number 668, Council Regarding the Moving of Workers, Audio. Ministers and Conference Presidents, not to stay too long in one place, I have some things to give you which were written January 1, 1897. I have not been able to sleep after 1 o'clock. Through the night season the light has been given me that it is not wise to keep ministers in the same locality year after year, that it is not right to keep the president of the conference in one place through a succession of years. His position as president should be carefully considered, and changed as soon as God shall open the way for another to take his place. It is not justice to have the burdens that must come upon the president of any conference placed upon one man year after year, for a condition of things will come into existence that will not be for his good, or for the good of the conference. It is in this way that one man's mind and judgment comes to be thought infallible. The work is in the Lord's hands, and he will signify to us when he has a man prepared for the place. Until then we may let our minds rest. Much prayer to be offered before decisions are made. Many men are better off to take care of their little families, and do what they can by home influence than to extend their efforts and influence in a broader capacity. They are far better adapted to move in a narrow sphere, to uproot them and send them adrift, because they flatter themselves they can do something, is a wonderful mistake. We must have sharp discriminating powers, and there must be much prayer offered before decisions are made. Things are accepted as in God's order that are not in his order. There must be much prayer in every move made, in every man chosen for a particular work. There are mistakes made. Finite judgment, without the counsel of God, makes sad blunders. We should bring God into all our counsels, and not make moves unless we have the enlightenment of God. Plead with God. Importune him for light, for wisdom, and for counsel, that every move may be made in God. If this is so, less haphazard work will be done. There will be less to tear down, less to go to pieces, more steady, firm, thorough work done, and more power in what is done. We do not pray in humble dependence one half as much as we should. We cannot afford to make a mistake in this matter where eternal interests are involved. Any move should leave a positive influence on the cause of God. After the council meeting in Stanmore, NSW, Australia, I saw quite a change being made. As I told you, there was a transferring of workers, and our counselor was saying that the same men should not continue a length of time in one place. The health of the cause and the working out of the plans of God demanded that the same gifts and labor in certain lines of work should not continue a length of time. There were families with their goods being drawn away to be transported to other places. There was a necessity for this in order to leave a positive influence on the work and the cause of God and its advancement. I would encourage the movement you suggest, and believe the Lord is an elder, A.G. Daniel's moving to Sydney at this time, and the Lord will tell him what to do next. Why God wants men moved frequently. A life of monotony is not the most conducive to spiritual growth. Some can reach the highest standard of spirituality only through the breaking up of the regular order of things. It is often necessary to change men into different positions. God desires human beings to be more closely associated with him. Therefore, he takes them away from their friends and acquaintances. When God was preparing Elijah for translation, he moved him from place to place, that he might leave behind the methods and customs he had previously followed, that he might not settle down on his lees and thus fail of obtaining moral greatness and spiritual soundness. It was God's design that Elijah's influence should be a power to help many souls to a more perfect experience. Not too long in the same place, Brother Simpson feels that it is not best for one or two men to continue their labors for too long a time in the same place, going over and over the same lines and presenting the scriptures. New talent should be brought into Los Angeles, while those who have worked here so long go to new fields. This is wisdom.